Blog Talk Radio.
There is bitter land watered with my soul. The
to the president, whoever in control of the society, tell him stop riding me, stop driving us into a suicidal ideology, trying to feed my seeds, getting high in weed, study my degrees, stay fly, getting paper, with some dead white people faces in a circle of spaces around the green, I'm on lean, taking perks, it's a bit of earth, it's a nigga cursed in my bless, see what I mean, it's a test, life is a test, life is like a hood, hard. Trying not to fall between the cracks. And the cracks are so dark. And the dark seems more appealing than the light in the land where you gotta fight, catch a body in the night. We need a plan to survive the land, survive the storm when it comes through. Either you're busy living or busy dying. Look what it's come to. Look what it's come to. So what you gonna do?
Sister, Celestial Energies, Brother Wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on. We're going to start on the. We're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the. We're going to start on the sulfur salts, and then from the sulfur salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and let's see, the nitrates and the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the night with the next the video. But the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfur salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfur salts with minerals, you really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right? There's no time on karma. How this is going to happen, how this is going to happen. Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating our people, and you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them, you know. Look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. Alright? Look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids, they call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma's getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison, wanted to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them, not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize. You know, look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people. how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from how look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians. Some goddamn Siberian humans. Gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we the native and we the original people on the land. Alright? This is what they did, my people. How they dug up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs in the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings they're there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and the valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they're stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spray in the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other when we were once in sync and in tune with each other. Now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they've taken the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. They making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys 2020 will be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma. Karma. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent, and they carry the blood of their forefathers, I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people. And I'm married to one, and I'm dating, I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No, no, no. It's attacking every bloodline. Every bloodline. And it ain't finished. There are three more, even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They said, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? He still carried that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land. Because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Peace, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast, a special broadcast in which Uhuru Presents, right? What I do at Uhuru Presents is I compile research, guys, that may help you. I have done a lot of COVID stuff here lately because it's very important for us to stay on game when it comes to COVID, the vaccination, what it's about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's no excuse for somebody not to be in the know. You know, this shit is about to get real, y'all. I'm talking in your backyard. You know, the shit wasn't affecting y'all in y'all backyard, but you finna find out, right? We finna find out. Let me say that because we in this together, y'all. It's about us, right? So I pretty much compiled this broadcast because Brother Wisdom, shout out to Terry Patterson, Brother Wisdom, love him. I feature him in this show. I feature him on this platform a lot. You know what I mean? He was somebody early on. He's someone I always go to stay in the know. You know what I mean? So shout out to you for your sacrifice, also for keeping all of us in the know. Definitely appreciate you, brother, as you know, as you feel, let me say that. Well, as you may feel, because I don't know, right? So Haru presents the plasma. So plasma energy, guys, Brother Wisdom is going to point out, you know, what plasma is. I'm going to start off with a clip about what it is. He's going to tell us also how Tai Chi can, you know, is in sync with that. And also the last clip, he's just going to just straight up tell us the plasma energy, how it was, you know, not taken from us, but how it was hidden from us, the importance of it. He's just going to go full throttle. So I started out with the karma clip because I want people to know why this is happening right now. You know, time's up. You know what I'm saying? But it's not for us to fight against this energy, you know, in imbalance. You know what I mean? I feel that it's for us to understand more so in my yacht, you know, about what's going on. All right? So I hope this broadcast helps anyone who may be, you know, attempting to come into understanding about what's going on. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop back in. This is not going to be a broadcast where myself or the Ear Family weighs in. This is going to be straight Brother Wisdom with him laying out what plasma energy is, the importance of it in our now. And I will also post in the show notes, he recommended us, they are trying to block the sun. So there is an actual plasma ball that you can buy. It's a kid's toy. It's a simple kid. So who knew, right? They hide it in the movies. They hide it in the TV series. And they also hide it in the fucking kid's toy, okay? So although they're blocking the sun, he has weather modification, all of that information, go look at that. But although that they're blocking the sun, the plasma ball can definitely help you and assist you in your when I bought it last week and I put my hand on it, guys, I could feel the difference and I can feel the enhancement in it in that divine purchase. So in listening to this broadcast, guys, after this, from the link provided, go ahead and purchase that ball. It's under $30. All right? All right, y'all. Peace and love to y'all, guys. And, yeah, please join us every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. We do motivational class on a Saturday. It's my particular broadcast, Spiritual Soul Sunday, is every Sunday here on the Ear platform. All right? Be sure to check out our website also, www.enhancingawarenessradio.com. .net for a lot of cool stuff, and if you need to contact us. All right, guys.
Peace. Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, Jesus, Bro Wisdom. I guess that's Cinco Chino, I guess whoever. I don't know who that being is. I don't know who it is. But they made a statement saying there are no powers coming, nor the Anunnaki. You know, it's probably a sleep state versus spiritual. All right, you got to understand I want all of you guys to understand this right here. We so-called black people, we are the Anunnaki, all right? And the Anunnaki are plasma beings. That's why they are able to do those crazy things, the Anunnaki that you hear of, when, you know, it's talking about Dabu 7 and Putin and all that, all right? They're plasma beings, and we were all once plasma beings here on our planet. Okay, what happened during the fall was, you know, we had crystal towers, we had all different other type of towers built up that fed the energy into our bodies, and those towers were destroyed, all right, by these orb beings. And we know, you know, like Brother Marvin Jones, he came in, he's another cosmic elder. He came in and talked about how, added to it, how these orb beings were literally helped by other beings within our universe, all right? And they, you know, they came here because it was a thing of sheer jealousy, all right? We were different color beings. That's why we call color people. You see right here, this brother here, all right? What color is he? All different types of colors. because this is a prime example of a plasma being. Okay, we were purple, we were red, we were orange, we were pink, we were blue, we were magenta, we were fuchsia, we were some of us were rainbow people, rainbow different. We were a whole shade of rainbow colors, all right, because we were plasma beings. We still are plasma beings, but remember, we fell into a lower state, into this golden state here, which is literally chaos. But the thing about it is, over the past energy cycles, or so-called years, according to these rock beings, we lost the knowledge of how to create chaos, right? Plasma runs through our veins. Plasma is all within us. We have to seek the plasma energy. Seek, therefore, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Remember, you're traveling the path that cannot be traveled. You're opening the door that cannot be opened, or you're going through the door that cannot be opened. You can't open the door, but you can go through it. Remember, we talked about going through that door and literally charging your soul and your spirit up, and you're going through that door. So the key point is that we, even though this plasma is here, all right, and there was a brother who, either sister, I can't remember which one, shared a video about how plasma is like the trump of all elements, or the trump of everything. We were told by these earth beings that magnetism was the highest form of energy across the cosmos, but magnetism is not. Magnetism is literally one of the lower energies in the cosmos. All right, plasma is the most powerful element, or the most powerful force throughout the cosmos. So therefore, you go into your meditation and you're seeking the re-entry of your plasma energy into your body. Remember, we are literally this is literally 95% spirit, 5% flesh. All of our organs inside of us are literally plasma-based organs, which means that you can literally charge yourself up. Remember, we talked about in the previous video, when you have an excessive amount of plasma, radioactive energy literally can excel in plasma. All right? So we literally have to seek after the plasma energy. All right? It's just like you're going out in the forest and you're looking for a certain flower. You know, that flower's just not going to come to you. You got to seek after that flower. All right? So the key point is you're seeking after this certain energy. Now, when you seek after this energy, you're seeking after plasma energy, what happens? Plasma energy begins to come to you. Just like we talk about the dark energy. Dark energy is based on plasma. Someone asked to do a video on the black goo. The black goo is nothing but a heightened state of carbon-based plasma. All right? And you see it moving and all. It's alive. All of these things are alive. So the black goo is nothing but a heightened state of carbon-based plasma. So you must go into your meditative state and seek for plasma energy. You seek for it, and you shall get it. All right? Remember, nothing just comes to you without you seeking it. This is the higher mindset. All right? Hoping that someone actually, you know, gets the knowledge, you know. If you look at our trees, look at the leaves on the tree. That's plasma. All right, that's why it's important for us to eat vegetation, because vegetation is full of plasma. Those seeds have plasma-based energy, powerful pack. You know, just one little seed can create a tree that grows thousands and thousands of feet in the air. Just one seed. That seed is power pack, pure plasma energy. So you understand that the only way that you're going to get this is if you seek for it. All right? In this video, it explained Dragon Ball Z. It explained Iron Man. It explained Star Wars. How everything was plasma based. You know, you've been lied to by these orc beings, these white people, in their educational books. Magnetism is the highest form of energy, and I had said that one time before, until I started linking it to the cosmos. And when that brother showed me the video, that was the first time I ever saw that video. you know, to be honest with you, that's the first time I ever saw that video. But I learned through internal teaching that plasma is the most powerful force. You got plasma energy, you got orgone energy, all right? You know, those are some of the highest forms of energy. The crystals are what are made of what? Plasma. All right, so that's why the crystals charge up our body. That's why when you hold a crystal, you feel that energy going through your body, because that's plasma coming from the crystal, pairing up the plasma that's within your body. All right, so the key point is we got to seek out the energy. So if you look right here, and it's kind of crazy, I got a light right there. Yeah, that light is right there over the brother's hand right there. But that's plasma. All right, this is all plasma. This right here is a plasma-based energy. That's this what they call the fluorescent light. You know, these orc beings do have some plasma, but not a lot. What do you think they get the plasma from to create their machines? They get it from our bodies. All right, they can't just pull plasma directly from the planet. Plasma has to be pulled from plasma-based beings. So our people are killing each other. Our people are eating improperly, all right? And these orc beings are doing what? They're draining all the plasma from their veins after they perish. So you leave your said spiritual being caught up in this illusion. You end up causing yourself to die, or you either end up killing someone, or, you know, however, whatever happens. And now your powerful body is left for these, I call them scavengers. That's what these orc beings are. They're nothing but scavengers. All right? You know, these monkeys are nothing but scavengers. That's all they are. And they literally scavenge all this plasma from our bodies. All right? So understand. So if you want to become a more powerful plasma being, then you must seek for the plasma. You know, when you seek it for dark energy, what is dark energy? We say dark energy is a form of plasma. Okay? So plasma is the most powerful energy base, which you want to call element, or whatever you want to call it, element, however you want to call it, and known across the cosmos. Right, so there's nothing more powerful than plasma, and that's why we were these different colors. That's why they call us colored folk. You understand why they call us colored folk? Because we just fell from our powers, and these orb beings literally watched us fall from our power. They watched us. They literally watched us shrink in size. They watched us turn from red and pink, and some of us were like pure gold. Some of us were blue and purple and orange. They literally watched us go from this state right here to this state right here. They watched us change. And then as soon as they saw that we no longer had plasma, because what happened? They caused our planet, our realm, to literally fall from the higher realms of the heavens. So therefore, you seek that which is the highest part of the heavens. What do? You pull in the entire realm up. Back into where it's supposed to be. All right? So we're chaos right now. All right? So we were tricked. But now, since we know the trickery that's here, when these beings fall and we finally destroy them, and we shape and we shift into more powerful beings, what happens? We're going to remember everything. And they'll never have the chance to come and say, "We come in peace." Never again. Because as soon as we hear, "We come in peace," we cutting their ass up in pieces. That's number one. So you must seek for the plasma energy. All right? It's here. It's here. The magnetism is rapidly depleting because we're going into higher mindsets. Our mindsets, remember, it only takes a few of us to pull this gigantic, colossal organism into the heavenly realms. And it's a few of us, a couple million of us, that's actually pulling everything up in the higher realm. That's why we always say 1% of our people are actually going to save the planet. All right. So you got to understand, you know, your 144,000 demonic forces, what? They're plasma beings. That's why they can't be hurt. All right. They talked about that arc of light, that that video I was watching talked about that arc for Iron Man. It said it was plasma energy. So you literally can increase the plasma energy in your heart. You can increase the plasma energy in your body. Seek after it. Go into your meditative state and seek after this plasma. Seek after it. Say within yourself, I seek for the plasma energy. I yearn for the plasma energy. I pull in the plasma energy from the cosmos and nature. I pull it into my body. I expand myself into more to a more powerful plasma-based organism. You know, go and do that in your meditation. All right? And remember, we got the information, you know, being these divine energy beings, these crystal beings. What's that divine energy? The crystal energy is nothing but plasma. It's what it is. It's nothing but plasma. So you have to seek after that. You know, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. The information is there. It's all about you. What do you want? Remember, nothing's coming to you without you seeking for it. If you don't look for a job, you're not going. A job's not just going to come to you if you don't look for a job. Hold on here. Okay, so I'm back here. The job's just not going to come to you. You got to seek for it. You know, if you want a wife, if you don't go out and date, the woman just ain't going to come to you. You got to date. You got to seek. Same thing if you want a husband. If you don't go and date, then one's just not going to come for you. You know, if you want a car, the car's not going to come to you. You got to go out and say, I need a car. I got some money in my pocket. Money is a form of energy, right? I got some money in my pocket. And I'm going to go to this car lot. I'm going to get me a car. Because a car's just not going to pop up right out of your front door. So you got to seek for it. Seeking, you will find. Knocking the door will open. All right. So with that said, the energy within you, you have this energy. So you go into your meditative state. I seek for my body to be filled with pure plasma energy. I seek for the return of the plasma-based beings, the plasma energy within me. I seek to be filled with pure energy from the cosmos. So you see what I'm saying? These things, you seek for the plasma energy. All right, because everything is energy. Your thoughts are energy. All right, your words are energy. The things you do is energetic. So you put that thought out there. Remember, your thoughts travel 477 trillion miles per second. All right, so you put that thought out there. And as you put that thought out there, the energy is going to come right to you. You're going to start feeling that energy. You're going to start sensing it. It's going to start pulling into you. All right? So you increase your plasma energy. All right? There's nothing that you can't go on Amazon and find or whatever because the plasma is in you. Remember, that's plasma. That's pure plasma in our blood. All right? But the key point is fruits and vegetables, nuts and grains, feeds our plasma. Seeking after higher levels of plasma energy from the cosmos and nature. And you'll feel that energy enter your body. And you feel your body getting charged up. Okay? So we are literally growing. And this is what Mother has given us. Mother is returning that plasma energy back to the planet. Which means that we're rapidly moving up back into the higher realms, which means the lower realms are magnetized realms. All right? The magnetic fields, the electromagnetic fields. Now we're moving back into the photon and plasma energy. The higher your mindset and the higher you move. So everything is going back up the way it's supposed to be because it can no longer be held down. All right? So seek your higher thoughts. All right, so just want to pass that message on to you guys because you got to understand that we are facing an enemy that literally doesn't want us to return to this state of being. They don't want us to return to there. It's pure plasma energy being. Pure plasma energy beam. This is what we looked like. Blue, green. Some of us were jet black. Some of us were peach color. Some of us were purple. Some of us were magenta, red, yellow, orange. We were plasma-based beings. And we still are plasma-based beings, but we're the chaotic form of plasma. And not the peaceful form of plasma. Even though we literally protected our planet. But what happens? We literally will convert into a more powerful plasma-based beings, and it's going to be, we're going to be a chaotic plasma. Now we're going to be, after this fall and after everything happens, now we're going to be on guard all the time. We let our guards down because we got complacent. We're like, everything's okay. This time, now, chaos reigns forever. Chaos never leaves us. Chaos is an organism that literally churns up rage and fury. Rage and fury are plasma-based organisms. One is feminine and the other is masculine. So you have a feminine plasma, you have a masculine plasma, you also have a neutral-based plasma. All right? That black goo is literally nothing but pure feminine plasma energy, nothing but negative energy. That's your venom. What they did was they made venom into a masculine being. Venom is actually a feminine being. That black goo. Pure, nothing but pure carbon-based plasma. And us, the original people, we can touch that. And once we touch that, it begins to gravitate toward us because it sees the plasma, the energy that's in us, and then it fills our veins. It fills us up. The pure plasma energy. All right, that's why these world beings are really, really watching us heavily, because they're like, you know, we're scared. You see, they're no longer talking about Taliban and ISIS and Al Qaeda. They're not talking about that shit anymore. They're scared because they're watching us. They're watching me give you guys this information. They're watching me because they know they can't stop me. All right, I told them who I am. They know who the fuck I am. Play with me if you want to. I'll give you an early, early, early trip to your grave, motherfuckers. Keep playing with me. Taku utama ishi moku no gamari. There's a stupid ass work being at my job who keeps playing with me. Alright? And I'm going to show him who I am very soon. Alright? I'm going to show him who I am. See, what we did in the olden days is we didn't use physical force. Remember, we were quantum-based beings, and plasma being a quantum-based energy, we were quantum-based beings. So we literally linked into the quantum forces. And remember, the word quantum literally means to use less physical force as possible. So we were literally sending out quantum energy, stopping the whole scope of time. Quantum literally controls every form of energy. It's one of the highest forms of plasma energy. Alright? So plasma comes in different levels. Alright, my people? Just want to pass that on to you. Just want to pass that on to you. Alright? If you don't seek for it, you'll never get it. Nothing comes to you. You gotta seek for it. Remember that. Just want to key in on this right here. Just want to key in on this. We're here, the chaotic form of plasma right now. So now let's link into the chaos. Alright? Link into it. Become more powerful. More energetic. Alright? All power to the multi-chakra. Celestial angelic beings, may chaos reign with you forever. And remember who we are. We are plasma-based beings. Like I said, how do you think they get the plasma rockets that they created? They don't have that technology that's anywhere. They get it from our bodies. That's how they get the plasma, from our bodies. Because within us is plasma. And we have to reactivate that plasma. You have to seek on how to reactivate it. You have to seek on how to bring it in you, bring it in alignment with you. This is discipline. discipline is literally forgetting about everything on the outside of you and going within everything within you. All right, guys? That's who we are. All right? Brother Barry Walker, thank you for the wine, too, brother. Very, very delicious. I love wine. Me and my wife, we are avid wine drinkers. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that wine. I enjoyed it. we're going to very soon talk about music that charges up your plasma also. All right, we're gonna discuss that, and you know the different rhythms or whatever. We're gonna go into that. Okay, guys, don't accept anything as anything, and stay on top of everything. Okay, and again, all power to the multi chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign forever within your bosom, within your soul, your spirit, your everything. Power to you all. Brothers and sisters, celestial energy. It's Brother Wisdom. How you doing? This is going to be a quick message here. We're going to talk about plasma. I'm going to go well in depth, much in depth on another session. What is plasma? And that's the question. What is plasma? Plasma is made of supercharged ionic particles that flow freely throughout the universe, the cosmos. With our universe, which is the Alpha universe, has an abundance of plasma. And this is not something that's taught in your mainstream school system as far as the relation of plasma, our universe, and our planet. Plasma is the very first element, and then all the other elements fall under. In science, it talks to you about the three different phases of matter: gas, solid, liquid. And that's all you learn in school, is gas, solid, liquid. But you don't learn about the electrical particles that actually keeps everything flowing within our universe and within the cosmos. All right, we know about the kinetic energy. See how complex the cosmos is? All right, we know about the kinetic energy, how everything, but then the plasma connects to the kinetic energy. We talked about the dark energy, how the dark energy is literally the essence of the kinetic energy. But within the dark energy and the kinetic energy, what is there also? It's called plasma. Plasma are the charged particles that move everything, that constantly flowing. All right, our universe is 99% plasma. All right, now we as the original organic people of this world, what do we know about ourselves? We know that we're cosmic dust. We talked about the crystals, the minerals that's within us. We've also talked about the plasma. We never really went deep into the information of the plasma. I've tried going online to Google and to YouTube and, you know, all these different web pages or whatever, trying to connect the so-called black people with plasma, and no site that I can go to. I've done some in-depth stuff. Lot talks about plasma being taken from our people. Now, I have seen videos that I've gone to, like on YouTube or whatever, and I put in YouTube, I was like, black people giving plasma, or black people at plasma centers, and I did that on YouTube. And what do I get? I get mankind. I get the artificial race. I get the orc. I get however you want to call it. Sitting up, proposed as being there in a plasma center, but look more like a
blood donation center, and I can't find it. We are cosmic dust, all right, which means that we are made up of the universe, we're made up of the galaxy, we're made up of the cosmos, we're made up of nature. Nature herself is 99% plasma, all right? And this is something that our children are not taught in school. We were not taught this in school, all right? The schools, they're going to teach you whatever they want to teach you. They're going to tell you about Einstein and you know, they'll speak on Nikola Tesla a little bit, but, you know, and to get on the subject of Nikola Tesla, what was he doing? He was doing with free-flowing energy, all right? And these big Tesla towers that he made, that he created, all that lightning that you saw was nothing but pure plasma. That's all it was. All that lightning was nothing but pure plasma. All right? So this is why Thomas Edison didn't want Tesla dealing with free-flowing energy, because he was linking into the ionic electrical particles that flow through the universe, which is nothing but free energy. All right, so Tesla created towers that linked directly into the that went deep into the ground. All right, so you're getting the charged particles from the ground, and then what happened? He created a tower made of copper and zinc, and some other plates that were involved, and he created this Tesla tower that was made of pure, that literally not was not made, but that ran on pure plasma energy. All right. Ran on pure plasma energy. All right. So, and this, what I'm getting to here in this message here is that we have to understand who we are. All right. What do you think the fluorescent light bulbs are made of? The fluorescent light bulbs are made of plasma. All right. That's what the fluorescent light bulbs are made of. They're made of plasma. All right. When you have these LED bulbs, what are these LED bulbs made of? Condensed plasma. All right. So, being that it's plasma, we must understand that the key force in everything that's created on this planet is made of plasma. Your volcanoes, pure plasma. Your trees, pure plasma. All right. Your leaves on the trees, pure plasma. The seeds that you use to grow vegetables, all right? These organic seeds are packed with like 200% plasma. And all the thing that's waiting to do is hit the ground, all right? Why in the ground? Because the ground has got what you call the dirt or the mud, and that mud and that dirt is filled up with concentrated amounts of plasma, that energy, that free-flowing ionic charges, and it sends that energy right into that seed, and therefore that seed grows. All right? So, the key point in this is for us to increase the amount of plasma in our bodies, and how do we do that? We talked about Tai Chi. All right? So it's up to us. It's up to us as the original people to increase the amount of plasma that flows through us. So you got your yoga, you got your Tai Chi, you got your everyday exercises that increases your plasma, but then your higher thoughts. Your thoughts of, I am an advanced being. I am nature. I am the cosmos. I am the universe. I am an invincible being. You know, these things that higher thoughts. You gotta understand why we're coming into a time now why society, mankind, is taking upon himself to try to numb us down using this coronavirus and the money situation and all these other stuff, and you know, it's just blanketed, we're blanketed with nothing but garbage. All right, and we gotta understand what's going on. All right, and we're gonna talk about this in another a more detailed message. Okay, but the plasma is returning. This is the return of the Christ. All right, the plasma is returning. All right, and that's why I said the dead in Christ shall rise. Well, you're talking about the dead in Christ shall rise. We talked about that before, how that plasma, the plasma energy, and we're seeing this right now. All right, we're seeing so much happen right now. That meteor is coming down, and the scientists are like, why are these meteors coming to the ground? They're supposed to break up in the atmosphere because the atmosphere, all right, is coated now with plasma. So when we talk about the great celestial convergence between Jupiter and Saturn, you know, that was the return of the Christ, that Christ energy. That was the return of the Christ. And what happened? Everything that was put out of balance on the planet is going to be replaced back into balance. Okay? So what happened? That great celestial energy, that convergence. Remember, we talked about convergence, you know, which means to come together and ascend. What's happening? The heavens are coming down to earth, okay? Which means that plasma that was above the planet that we saw, that was that glowing energy, is coming down. And the original people who are us so-called black people, 99% plasma in our bodies, all right, we gotta understand this affects us also. That's why you feel that heavy charge. Now, how do you increase the charge? Tai Chi. Do your Tai Chi. Do your eat all your vegetation, because vegetation is full of plasma. All right. You know, lower your meat and your cheeses, sauces. I mean, I know there's some of you out there that like meat and cheese and sauce or whatever. Limit your meat, cheese, and sauce, and eat mostly vegetation, because vegetation is full of plasma. All right, so this is how you build yourself up, and then how your thoughts, who you are as a being. All right, so when this plasma energy comes full force on us, remember we talked about it, say these beings will not be able to stand within 600 feet of our presence. Okay, so you got to understand, overstand that the plasma is supercharged energy, supercharged particles. And what happened at some point in time, the plasma, when it will begin to illuminate your aurora borealis. All right, and we're going to go deeper into this right here, but I just wanted to send you guys this quick message here. Plasma beings, supercharged energetic beings, is who we are. Okay, so something to think about. Charge yourself up. Continue to charge yourself up. Remember it. Tai Chi. Higher thinking. You know. Know ye not that ye are gods. Is it not written in your laws? It is said, ye are gods, and if ye are gods created in the image of the Father, then scripture cannot be broken. So you're gods. It's everything is everywhere. It's everything that we need to know is all around us. We just got to link into it. Okay, guys? All right. I'll catch you guys a little later. I got to go. Just want to pass that on to you. And remember, as always, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings, and may chaos reign with you forever. And remember, chaos is the only way that things are going to flow the way they flow. All right? Power to you all. Brother, sister, the celestial energy, Brother Wisdom. Just a quick message. I hope you guys were able to see the posting on the Remedy H YouTube community channel. With the brother who was doing the Tai Chi, all right? And I want to talk about Tai Chi and plasma energy, all right?
all in the past, I was always talking about Tai Chi, how important it is for us to engage in Tai Chi on a daily basis. But, you know, as knowledge was being gained, you know, I had some knowledge of the Tai Chi, but I didn't have the full knowledge of what it was all about until I started the path on plasma energy. And if you can watch, like, the Last Airbender and the moves that they did, which were Tai Chi moves, they were uprooting the plasma energy from within them. So this energy or the movement of the Tai Chi literally infused that plasma energy that came from their soul, which gave them the ability to link into the plasma energy of nature. And you got to remember, fire is plasma, wind is plasma, lightning is plasma, water is plasma, magnetism is plasma. Everything that you see in the world of cartoons is all plasma. Okay, so we must understand that our duty for ourselves is to build ourselves up. All right, that plasma energy is the key point in understanding and overstanding and understanding that we must operate on the levels of nature. So as you do the Tai Chi, all right, and you start off slow, you might have to go through a tutorial if you don't know how to do it. You can go through a tutorial. YouTube University has got everything on there that you possibly need. I am so serious. Everything that you need to do is on YouTube University. But the Tai Chi, when you see the Asians doing the Tai Chi, where do you think they got that from? They got that from us. Only thing that's different is they cannot wield the forces as we wielded the forces, okay? That was some things that we did that they can't do, but they still emulate what we did. Our key point now is as this energy is rising on a consistent basis right now on our planet, you know, this is what's called constant velocity. You know, it's a constant energy that's flowing in, and it's getting higher and higher and higher. And we must embark upon this path of plasma energy and return ourselves to become the original gods of this world. I heard Brother Marvin Jones on Facebook was talking about it. He did a Facebook Live, was talking about the deities and the theities, and talking about how the deities are the god beings, but the theities were those who wanted to become the energy. And that's where, when you get the X-Men from, you get the Avatar, Last Airbender from, because they became the energy, all right? They just didn't sit there and say, I'm a god, you know, and, you know, just say, I'm a god, I'm a deity. No, they became that energy. They became the deity, S-E-I-T-Y. That's what Brother Marvin Jones had explained it. So he said, you know, they became the deity. And the deities are powerful beings who literally become the energy. They became the energy, they became the force, they became the power. So the Tai Chi is beneficial to our daily activities as we go deeper into who we are and who we were in our past lives. Because the only way that we're going to return is we've got to go back to the beginning where our people and our ancestors started from the beginning. But what's happening right now, even though we're going back to the beginning, everything is being put into fast forward motion. So once you start looking into that, it's like a whole different energy, a whole different ball game that's happening. All right? So it won't take as long because you're determined to get back into that place of pure power. So yeah, that Tai Chi is that place. Yoga, which is a standing version of Tai Chi, also played a practice. We see it on the Atlantean walls. We see it on the Egyptian walls, how we practice Tai Chi and yoga. And we saw how we did it under the sun even though many of us don't have much sun because of these reptilians, insectoids, orcs, white people that's on our planet, even though many of us don't have much sun, it doesn't matter. The plasma energy is still there. All right, that's the key point. The plasma is still there. The power is still there. It doesn't go anywhere. You know, we got to remember, we are literally sun-like condensed in this physical body. So even though you may not see the sun in the sky, you still are the sun in the flesh. But you have to illuminate. And what the sun is always doing, the sun is always in an active motion. The sun is always in a powerful motion of moving and chanting and oming, and I mean that's what the sun is doing. And this is something that we've got to do also. We have to emulate or become that energy. We have to become the sun. We have to become the moon. We have to become that energy that we want to be. Alright? So if you want to become electricity, you have to say within yourself, I am that plasma energy of electricity. And you, as you do your meditation and your Tai Chi, you focus on the electricity. If you're the fire, you want to be fire. If you want to be water. If you want to be laser energy, which was that Cyclops. That Cyclops had that energy coming from the top of his head. And that was that third eye that opened up, that third eye. Third eye literally opened up in the middle of our heads. And that was in the physical realm. That wasn't something that just happened in the spiritual. This is something that happened in the physical realm where we were so powerfully moved by the energy that was around us and we understood who we were. We literally converted ourselves into that power and that energy. And this is what we must take ourselves back to, is converting ourselves into that power and that energy. So yes, your Tai Chi. Your Tai Chi is beneficial. Your Go Chi, your yoga, all right? Your meditation. Focusing on yourself, all right? Don't worry about the garbage around here, Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Dr. Fauci and who else, Bill Gates and all these other people. Don't worry about that. That's not us. That's not for us to focus on. We watch them from afar, but we hold ourselves closer, all right? We watch them from afar, but we hold ourselves closer because the thing about it is it's us. It is us who's got to charge ourselves up. It is us who's got to build ourselves up. No one else can do this but us. No one else can do this but us. All right? So you understand that. Tai Chi. All right? Check out the video on, if you haven't, on the YouTube, on Remedy H YouTube community channel. Check out the video that was posted. And like I said, you know, you go into different areas of YouTube and learn Tai Chi. Alright, learn to balance yourself. Learn the energy, learn the art. It was more than an art. It was life for us, because this is something that we did on a consistent basis. As we literally use our bodies to churn and to not manipulate, but to churn and to move the plasma energy around us. And we saw, the thing about it is we visioned what we wanted the energy to do, and the energy came from us. We pulled it up from the ground. We pulled it down from the heavens. We pulled it from the depths of our soul. And this is how we were able to become that powerful force that mankind fears us moving into so greatly. We became that force. So these are some of the things that we constantly talk about. But that plasma energy, you got to remember, our bodies are 99% plasma. This gold, this diamonds, these crystals, these everything that's all over our bodies, they're not there for anything. You all right? Metals, crystals, minerals, all that, you know, the energies, the power, the fire, all this within us. The lightning, the fire, the water, the wind, the laser energy, all that. But you have to go within yourself. You have to go in and do your Tai Chi. You have to do the powerful movements that nature and the cosmos provided for us, so that you can lick into that power. You can become that energy. You can become that force. Become the energy. Become that plasma. Know who you are. All right? Remember, keep your eyes on your enemy from afar and stay close to yourself. All right? Focus on yourself. Because when it's time to go to war, the key is that we know that we have weapons within us. That's why so many of us are not seeking for weapons on the outside. We're waiting. We're seeking for these weapons within us to become active. So as you go deeper into the force and the energy, you're going to find that the weapons within you are far more powerful than what mankind could ever imagine. All right? Mankind's weaponry has nothing on the original people. All right? So keep that in mind, my people. Keep that in mind. All right? And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. Remember, we're the angels of this world. We're the ones, the all supreme power, all supreme knowledge, all supreme everything. Power to you all.
Brothers and sisters of celestial energy, it's Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant, but because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see, Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris. You know, Mother Nature rest his soul. You know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20. All right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy. Three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all, so four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Bebe Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this. This is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, 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 you gonna do this or do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded, you know? How many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know that you can count on your hand, but you can, it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route, okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. Well, people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like Bebe Kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we talk about those who are not learned in that system. And the Bebe Kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about that. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, the two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war, so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the Bebe Kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burned it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after this system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the Bebe Kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. It's not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair
Because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin, whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution, or some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one of them got one or two of them got flooded out, and I think they have one left where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these orc beings put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump, you can vote for Biden, you can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles. So the thing about it is, we have an enemy among us.
And we have to be the baby kids. And we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up. And fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit and just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah. We got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Let's love motivation. Because we're gonna have we're getting ready for war. You can and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high. Because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we gonna get the heads of them? I say, how do you think you get the heads? When you start cutting the tails off, that head gonna turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head gonna turn around. That's when you get the head. Because now he's weak. Because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos, chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you.